happy to have with us on the telephone Washington 14th District State Senator Curtis King. Curtis, good morning.
Well, good morning. Thank you for having me on this morning.
Well, thanks for coming on the show. We do appreciate it. Want to talk about today the Hood River Interstate Bridge, of course, Hood River White Salmon Interstate Bridge. There is work being done to try to get a replacement done for that. It's still obviously in, I won't say early stages, but there's still a long way to go. And one of the steps is to try to get a bi-state commission put together to handle this whole project in the end and to govern the bridge when it's done. And, Curtis, I know one of the things that has to happen is legislative support on both sides of the river. From the Washington side, what's happening there?
We dropped the bill, Senate Bill 5558, the first part of session. Passed off the Senate floor a couple of weeks ago with no votes, so unanimously passed off the floor. It's over in the House of Transportation, or in the House, in their Transportation Committee. It is being heard by that committee on Thursday. Hope to testify and try to get that bill out of that committee and onto the House floor so they can vote on it, and then on to the governor and hopefully have him sign it somewhere around the end of session. So that's where it is on the Washington side. Oregon has similar legislation, and I was told either yesterday or the day before that it passed out of the Senate. I guess it was yesterday that it passed out of the Senate Transportation Committee unanimously as well on their side. So, you know, the idea is that we both needed to make, both the legislatures needed to make some revisions to their statutes in order to allow this to happen, and we're trying to coordinate that as we go through each other's sessions. So
what will makeup be of this commission? Do we know yet?
Well, I'm not sure that we you know, really know at this point. I put forth the thought that there ought to be a representative from the county of Hood River, the port of Hood River, the city of Hood River, and on the Oregon side, and that there should be a representative from Klickitat County, Bingen, and White Salmon. So you have a commission of six. My thought was that the two commissioners would be co-chairs. Mm-hmm. One would be the chair 1 year and run all the meetings and do all that, but be a relatively non-voting member. And then they alternate. So the other one is the chair the next year. Mm-hmm. But I'm not sure how that's. We got to marry that up, and I'm sure. I'm not sure at this point that we have that totally defined as to what's going to go forward.
So it's not the main thing is get the bill where you can actually put it together first and then go from there.
That's exactly right. We've had a very concerted effort on both sides of the river to try and do what we can so that these two bills align as much as possible so that we can get this commission formed and keep moving this project forward.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, this would get the commission established. I would think, though, that getting a panel like this put together also helps, especially when we talk about looking at financial opportunities down the road to have this sort of organization in place.
Well, it definitely would. It gives us some credence that. It's just another way to show that we are sincere and moving forward and working together. I think the key here is that the Oregon side and the Washington side are working very diligently. They're working together very, very well. And we just need to keep the project moving forward. You know, very pleased with where we're at. But we, as you say, we got a long way to go. But, you know, one step at a time and see what we can do.
So on the financial side, of course, I would expect that this would become eventually, much like, you know, I hate to use the Gorge Commission as a parallel, but you and I both know with Gorge Commission, each state has to give an equal contribution of money. I would think, even though it might not be in legislation, that it's as this project goes on along, we're going to see something similar in that Oregon and Washington, when we talk about state's department and state transportation budgets, I would think contributions are eventually going to be pretty equalized, aren't they?
Well, I mean, that's the anticipation. I think we have hopes that there may be some federal funding available to us. We do have some money and a proposal that has been brought forth in the Senate and the House. I know in the Senate there is, you know, it's not the total amount what we needed, but it's a very sizable amount of money that's in this proposal. And at this point in time, we just got to keep an eye on it, make sure that it stays in that proposal, and it'll give us a good start, at least from the Washington side, for their responsibilities and their contributions. Mm-hmm. I can say, you know, we've worked diligently with Oregon. The Oregon has provided $5 million a couple of times. I know that I think last year, Washington, in our legislature, we provided $5 million to keep the process going, to pay for the EIS, all of those kinds of things, because we all know how vital it is for a variety of reasons, but, you know, safety being, I think, one of the paramount reasons. As you drive across that bridge, you kind of just take a deep breath on one side and go.
It's a little narrow.
It's very narrow. It has no bike and ped paths, and I have seen people walking across there, and it's just darn right scary. Mm-hmm. That's why we need to do this. I mean, you get two semis passing each other, and one of them's probably going to lose a mirror. Mm-hmm. That's how tight it is. So it needs to be replaced.
I have wondered and at times worried. It flips back and forth. We all know the history of the Columbia River Bridge attempts in the Portland-Vancouver area. The Columbia River Crossing, I'm not sure what they're calling it now in this latest effort.
Yeah, I'm not either.
But I always worry, I guess, number one, I always say, okay, could this be tied into it in some way? Because it would be a drop in the bucket compared to that project. And number two, I always worry about if you got tied into it, you also could get caught in all the politics that have surrounded that effort. Do the two ever cross over into this at some point?
We have made a concerted effort to try and keep them separated. Mm-hmm. There's no animosity or anything like that.
But no.
To your point, mm-hmm. they're separate projects. Mm-hmm. They have separate needs, separate goals, separate time frames.
Yeah.
You're looking at a $3 billion bridge, mm-hmm. Between Vancouver and Portland, and mm-hmm. you're, you know, somewhere around 450 to 500 for this bridge. And I would say that the Hood River Bridge and the people that are working on it are doing a great job. They've been communicating well with each other, and the Port of Hood River has done a great job of coordinating that along with the mayors of Bingen and White Salmon and one of the commissioners from Klickitat. I mean, it's just a good group of people that have a common goal. They understand that goal, and they're doing everything and to bring this bridge to fruition. So
again, the bill is currently in the House to create the Bi-State Commission on the Washington side at this point. It doesn't sound like you're anticipating any issues of it getting through.
Well, I can tell you from experience, you don't take anything for granted when you have a bill going through the legislature.
True. Nothing foreseen right now, I'll put it that way, but goodness knows the unforeseen.
Yeah. Well, we are talking to the chair of transportation in the House, and we'll continue those conversations with some of their members, talking to my Republican counterpart over in the House to make sure he's well aware that this bill is vitally important to us. And, you just got to do your due diligence, that's all.
Washington State 14th District Senator Curtis King with us. Hey, Curtis, thanks for taking the time this morning. I know we kind of went a little long. We appreciate it.
Yeah, pleasure is mine, sir. Always a pleasure to talk to you. And thanks for the opportunity, and have a great day.
Have a great day, Curtis.